From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama joined the leaders of Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Spain on Friday to discuss security and economic challenges. In what is likely the last such gathering before he leaves office in January, Obama stressed that the United States will continue to engage with the world. President Obama said that he's cautiously optimistic about Donald Trump taking office.
There's something about the solemn responsibilities of that office, the extraordinary demands that are placed on the United States, not just by its own people, but by people around the world, that forces you to focus, that demands seriousness. If you're not serious about the job, then you probably won't be there very long.
Obama called on Trump to stand up to Russia, saying his hope is that the president-elect makes a similarly constructive approach as he did. The United States said Thursday that it will press for a UN arms embargo against those responsible for the violence in South Sudan, which has dramatically escalated along ethnic lines. But getting the council to agree to an arms embargo and targeted sanctions could be difficult. Some Security Council members have expressed reluctance, fearing that such a measure would be difficult to enforce and that it would hurt the Juba government while favoring the opposition. This is VOA. Syrian government, backed by Russia, has intensified their offensive against rebel-held areas of Aleppo early on Friday, killing several people, including children. It was the fourth straight day of renewed airstrikes by government warplanes since Moscow declared an end to the month-long humanitarian pause on Tuesday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has said that at least 65 civilians have been killed since the offensive resumed. The rebels have fired more than a dozen rockets into government-held areas of the city, the observatory added. The rebels have been besieged in the eastern part of Aleppo by the army since July. Aid agencies say food supplies are virtually exhausted. According to new research, several of the G20 group of industrialized countries are failing to take action in line with their pledges to reduce emissions made under the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement. As Henry Ridgewell reports, scientists fear the momentum behind reducing emissions could be lost if U.S. President-elect Donald Trump follows through on campaign pledges to pull out of the deal.
Climate researchers at the London School of Economics found six countries, the United States, Argentina, Australia, Canada, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey, are failing to enact sufficient legislation to meet their emissions targets. The report is being launched on the sidelines of the global climate meeting in Marrakesh, Morocco. That momentum could be slowed by the US election victory of Donald Trump, who, during the campaign, pledged to withdraw from the Paris Agreement. In Marrakesh, delegates from across the world have issued appeals for Washington to stick to its commitments. Climate scientists say under the Obama administration, the United States has been ahead of the curve. Britain is the latest country to ratify the Paris Climate Agreement. Climate campaigners hope U.S. allies can persuade Trump to keep the United States' signature on the deal. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A senior official for President-elect Donald Trump says that retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn has been offered the job of National Security Advisor, though a formal announcement has not yet been made. Flynn is the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Volkswagen and its labor unions have agreed on a plan involving 30,000 job cuts by 2020, aimed at boosting profitability and helping the carmaker recover from the so-called Dieselgate emissions cheating scandal. The agreement, reached after months of difficult negotiations, will lead to an annual savings of almost $4 billion. Two-thirds of the job cuts are expected at VW plants in Germany, the others in North America and Brazil. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.